I always appreciate you guys having me on every other week. I also have learned clearly none of you ever listen to our show.
Ow, I just got a toe cramp. Go.
Wait, what? For real?
Oh my God, yeah.
Then Evan responds, and then you've started a dialogue now. Instead of just waiting for that immediate pat on the back.
Evan Cohen, who co-hosts Unsportsmanlike right here on ESPN Radio.
From Madison to the Big Apple, it's time for Evan Cohen on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
That is the music of Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike, obviously an ESPN Madison alum and a UW Madison alum. Evan, how's your toe?
Did you say an ESPN UW Madison?
No, I said
alum?
ESPN
He's
Madison
nervous.
Alum, and then I said a UW Madison alum.
I think we'll have to have primetime pull it. I think there's a chance, Jim, you may have said ESPN UW Madison alum the second time, which is amazing.
Oh, did I really?
I guess I'm all of
I
the
could
above.
Have. I could have done that. I could have
Evan,
done that.
I don't know what happens. But like
terrible toe cramp. Go ahead, Molly.
As soon as you join, Jim just starts like profusely sweating. He turns red. He starts jumbling his words. I don't know what's going on.
It's like Molly around the floor.
You know what? No, I think for 20 years with Jim and I, with our relationship, I don't blame him. So I did have a terrible toe cramp this week on the air. Was that this week or last week? I don't remember. But it was awful. I think the toe cramp, foot cramp, back of your leg cramp, worst cramps. Would you guys agree? Well, physical cramps, I should say. I don't know how to say this properly now.
Now
Evan is sweating and
yes,
red and nervous.
Yeah, now I am sweating. Muscle cramps.
Actually, Evan, it was Monday because I texted Ryan. And I said, "Hey, can you pull this audio?" And he goes, "And he says, in my 27 years alive, I've never heard of a toe cramp." And I said, "It's because you've only been alive for 27 years."
Because I didn't think about this. You think I'm getting these more and more because I'm old?
Yeah.
Or you need to eat bananas and drink water.
I do. Oh boy, Jim.
All the above.
Took a twist. This took a turn. Yeah, this one hurts. This one hurts, Jim.
As much as your toe cramp, or?
Sorry, my phone just went into. I'm at a car place right now. My phone just went into blue. So
now you sound extra old.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Well, what do you want me to do?
I just got a toe cramp. Go.
Wait, what?
Oh my God, yeah.
We had we made some news, Evan. I'm not sure if you're aware of it. The Barry Alvarez show.
Oh, I'm aware. I watched and listened to the whole thing on Monday night
with the great Jesse Nelson out at Risker Steakhouse in Middleton. Derek Engler on the show. Obviously, lots of content from it. I want to get your reactions to some of the things I talked to Adam Rittenberg about with earlier today on the Jumper on our Badger dedicated show. But I want initially your reaction to Barry Alvarez. Will play it one more time, and you can watch it on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream, talking about Badger fans.
Coach, what do you make of how fans have reacted here so far?
I think it's embarrassing. I think it's terrible, despicable. They're spoiled rotten. Here's a team that you got young players trying to come on. And they're competing. They're going to have a chance to get better, and you flip on them. They're early in the season, and you flip on them, and you're chanting for the coach. What do you think that makes? How do you think that makes the players feel?
Exactly.
That's a great point, Coach. That's disrespectful. It's not loyal. You're not a fan. If I'm a person sitting next to me, boom, I tell them, get your ass out of here. We don't need you in here. You don't want to watch this. Go someplace else. Go boo in a bar. You know, I just that really upsets me. Go boo in a bar.
And that was Barry Alvarez's initial reaction. He did, just full disclosure, talk to the Wisconsin State Journal after Sidney Alvarez's wife kind of gave him the news that he went viral. He walked back the sharpness of what he said, but still kind of maintained the same idea about Badger fans. Evan, I'll give you the floor.
Yeah, so let's start with this. Mm-hmm. Jim, Molly, I think that the University of Wisconsin, my school that I love, the football program that I love, the athletic department that I love, should be sending thank you cards, flowers, meals, whatever, to Jesse Nelson, Tarik Saleh, and Derek Engler this week.
Amen.
Because you tell me what everyone is talking about this week. Are we talking about the start to the football season? No. Are we talking about the on-field product? Nope. Are we talking about Coach Fickell? Nope. Are we talking about Chris McIntosh? Nope. All we're talking about are the comments that Barry Alvarez made about the fans that exist because he created this amazing program. And so if you're sitting there at the athletic program right now and you are worried about the direction of the football program for the, I don't know, 40th year in a row, you should say thank you to Barry Alvarez. You should say thank you to ESPN Madison. And you should say thank you to Jesse and Tarek and Derek and Jim and Matt and Molly and Primetime and Riley and Corey and Ashton and everybody involved. Pablo and everybody. I'm sorry if I missed anybody. But that's what should be happening right now. Because what you guys did this week and that show did this week was distract everyone from the real problems that are going on. And should Barry have said it? Well, it's Barry Alvarez. He's allowed to say whatever the hell he wants. And how I interpret that, Jim, I don't think I should ever say something like that. I don't think the two of you should ever say something like that. I think it would be really dumb for Jim, Matt, and Molly to come on the air and say, well, the Jim, Matt, and Molly fans are really spoiled rotten. Well, guess what? None of us have accomplished what that man has accomplished. None of us have ever built something from scratch like that man did. And so if anyone has a right to attack the customers, it's him. Now, that said, do you ever want to attack the customer? No, of course not. But the way I look at it, and I know I'm rambling, but just to finish off the thought, the way I look at it is Barry Alvarez hears those boos, hears the fire fickle, and he hears that as them mad at him because that's his baby that he created. Mm-hmm. They're not mad at him. They're just mad at not him.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought up...
There you go.
I'm glad that you brought up the effect of Barry Alvarez because... I mean, we were discussing as a show, like, is this the most disappointing time / season in Wisconsin football program history since Barry took over?
So in season, maybe, Molly, I can't ignore the feeling I had when I saw the report, whoever reported it first, I don't remember at the time. It may have been Joe Shad when he was covering college football back in the day. It was now at the Palm Beach Post covering the Dolphins. That if he was covering for ESPN, the day that Bielema just left, that felt like the lowest point for me. Because the University of Wisconsin is not a place you leave. Sure, I don't live in Madison anymore, but I didn't leave UW-Madison, right? Like, I didn't leave the university. So for me, if I'm going to say the low point, it's when he walked away, and now retroactively, this is since Barry, obviously, but retroactively, forget the Illinois-Indiana game for a second. Retroactively, what you realize is it hurts more now because of the fact he's obviously the right guy to take over for Barry. Barry got it right. Barry thought Bielema was going to be there forever, and there's no indication that he wouldn't have been good at that school forever. And I think that's what, for me, was the low point. As on-field product, obviously this is not good right now, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend like this, for me, hurt as much as somebody dumping us like that, like Bielema did that day.
The shoebox would definitely be in the mix.
I was at that game that night. So I remember that. That was 8,000 degrees that night. I was sweating my butt off going to the stadium. But we still won that game, if I'm not mistaken.
True, yes. But that program...
And it's also... And, Jim, it's like it's such a ridiculous thing. I've been to the shoebox.
Yep.
When I went there as a student... I got a free T-shirt.
Yes, it is.
It's the dumbest thing of all time. Like, they gave free T-shirts to every purchase. Like, it wasn't just a football thing.
I host the show with Pat Richter forever, and it's still one of the things that sticks in his craw, and it should, because Steve Schmidt's a great guy who hooks everyone up, no matter who
you
are.
Yeah, didn't he own the Mallards for a while?
He still owns the Mallards. Still part of the group that owns the Forward here in Madison, and Ryan, our you know, producer here, interned for both the Mallards and the Forward.
I sure did. We were able to meet him one time. He's a very nice guy. The only thing I knew about him was the fact that he was the shoebox scandal guy. That's really the only reputation
that's
he had.
That's so unfair for him because he's one of the best, most caring dudes out there and loves sports. So it really was one of those things that's really unfair for him. But it is, if we're talking about the disappointment, it wasn't the shoebox problem. But that Badger team had expectations too, and they got they got railroaded. It was not a problem. Like, the problem, as always, was the NCAA, not the shoebox.
And what year was that again?
2001?
2001?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was
2000.
Yeah, I was two years old.
Yeah. Oh God, please, Frank. Yeah.
I was three. Not to brag.
What do you? Oh, Molly. Geez. What do you guys? What do you guys think of my take? I know it's a psychoanalysis here that I'm making up. Mm-hmm. That Barry took that as them booing him.
Without a doubt. In fact. And I don't have this clip ready, but I asked Adam Rittenberg about that, and I took it as he took it personal. So, I mean, the same thing. I think Barry took that personal because that is his baby. He built that whole thing up. And his guy, McIntosh, picked Luke Fickell. So I think there is a lot of personal pride and I would say projection that whatever happens to the Badgers happens to Barry Alvarez, without a doubt.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole point of this, right?
Yes.
Is that he takes that in a way that is not about the current program, because the current program is not one that resembles him, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm talking about an X's and O's thing. Like I called in on Saturday to Riley and Corey on the postgame show.
Yep.
And one of the things that I said, and I will reiterate here obviously, is Barry Forever, and Jim, you and I have talked about this for a long time, and we never got it until we got it, which is Barry Forever played for the Big Ten title in the Rose Bowl. And it would always be like, okay, cool, like you've done that. Now let's go to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so damn smart that he realized, like, you can't. That's it. Because you're not going to get the skill position, guys. You're not going to open up the offense. You just have to be great at beating people in the trenches and running the football. And so what I think needs to happen now, and the reason that I say Barry doesn't, this doesn't resemble what Barry, you know, did, is I think that Chris McIntosh, and I appreciate the swing, he's like, I think we can win a national championship. Let's hire a guy that's been a part of a national championship type program at Ohio State, obviously Cincinnati in between, and let's see what he can do. But the reality is, forget Fickell for a second. I don't want to put this all on him. That concept doesn't work at UW-Madison.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Unfortunately, no. There's two stats I shared, and we'll get to the Rittenberg thing, that I shared on The Jumper on our Badger Dedicated show on ESPN Madison's YouTube stream. One, the Badgers famously scored 83 points once against Indiana. They have 83 total points so far this year through four games. And Melvin Gordon ran for 408 yards in three quarters against Nebraska and four touchdowns. Those 408 yards are more than all the Badger running backs combined for yardage and touchdowns. So over four games, Melvin Gordon did it in three quarters. And that was in the Gary Anderson era. So things are at a pretty low point. I did ask Adam Rittenberg, what if this job became available, what does he think the national view from other coaches would be of the Wisconsin job if it was open? If it becomes open again, do you think it will still be a highly thought of, sought after head coaching position?
Absolutely. I think people look at the history, they look at the fan support and what that stadium is when it's fully activated. Everyone always asks me, like, what's your favorite stadium? And that's always up there at the very top, if not in the top five, in terms of places that I've covered games over the years. I think there's a lot of respect for the history that Barry has created there. And I think a lot of coaches are going to look at that as a place, man, I just need to get this thing back to its identity. I need to reconnect with the state of Wisconsin and the alumni in ways that maybe this staff has not connected as well as they could have. And I think it's going to be super appealing.
With that in mind, and obviously what you said about the, you know, you don't want to be chasing championships, you know, chase Rose Bowl and Big Ten championships. Do you think Wisconsin can get someone that they would want to be successful at Wisconsin, or do you think the job is looked upon as less than over the last few years?
So I think they, well, first of all,
I think he's switching over to his car audio right now. Yeah, that's what just started happening.
No, I'm saying we have to do this as a hypothetical. Mm-hmm. And because I am not trying to fire anyone. I don't want it to come off like I am running anybody out of town or anything. Not that I have the ability to do that, but right. What I'm saying to you is, so I will preface it by saying this. Let's say Ryan Day wins another national championship at Ohio State. He decides to go to the NFL. Ohio State then calls Luke Fickell and he says, well, I got to go. It's my school. I got to go. All right. So spin it positively.
Yep.
Then at that point, you're asking me the question, do I think that we could get a big time head coach for the University of Wisconsin?
Yep.
And what I would say to you is the answer is yes, but I want to be clear on this. We may not get a big-time head coach
in this positive hypothetical where Fickell gets his dream job, we may not get a big-time head coach that is looked upon nationally as big-time. We may get a big-time head coach that we look at and say, this guy makes sense for us, right? Is Lance Leipold at Kansas going to be looked at as, like, hiring Ben Johnson? No, right? Is he the right guy for the program in that hypothetical? Yes. Is Jason Eck a known name who played at Wisconsin is now a coach? No. Could he be the right guy for us? Yes. There's a certain head coach that has had unbelievable success that for whatever reason, I don't get it, is hated upon. Would he be the right guy for us in this hypothetical? Yes. Does he live in the state? Yes. Has he won a Super Bowl? Yes. Has he won a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers? Yes. Does he like Wisconsin volleyball? Yes. So like these coaches may not be looked at as like, oh my God, they got that guy, but for us, they're great. And that's the thing. It's like we have a very special program that was created by a very special coach who this week did a very special thing for the university, and that is take all the attention away from the football program on field now. And if UW Athletics and all the people around it don't understand what Tarek, Derek, and Jesse did for your program with Coach Alvarez this week, I will never understand what's going on with that program right now.
Amen.
Now, with all those coaches that you just listed, do you think that any of them...
Good job asking the follow-up. I don't want to answer any of them, but go ahead.
Do you think that any of them have the capability to fully turn this program around? Because I don't know if I'm of the belief that just bringing in a coach or a coach with a name is going to completely turn this around, because it's like, now you got to figure out how to get the students and the fans to all buy in. I mean, I know we've all seen photos of Camp Randall this past weekend. It was empty compared to what it typically was.
Right.
Like, how do you get this program to turn around? Because it very... obviously starts with money and NIL and getting athletes in the door, but then you got to keep them in. Like, how do they turn it all around?
Well, okay. So this is an interesting answer, at least in my mind, that I'm about to give you here. So I think in 2025, in college football specifically, you get to coach football and you get to direct athletics once you're great at sales and marketing. You don't get to coach football and direct athletics and then do the sales and marketing. Let's be clear on the order. The order is important here. Again, you get to coach football and you get to direct athletics when you're great at sales and marketing. So, yes, Molly, to your point, we have to, and let's hope Coach Fickell does this, right? Let's hope Coach Fickell's the guy who's in the job right now, and he's the guy saying, you know, I need to rethink some of my sales. I need to rethink where I go in the community. I need to rethink what events I'm at. I need to rethink the relationships that I have in order to get the funding in here to allow me to coach football. You don't get to coach football and then do the other stuff. Because if you choose to go that route, you better be Nick Saban upon arrival. And guess what? There's only one Nick Saban, mm-hmm. and it's Nick Saban. Breaking news. But you so when you're thinking about how, like, think about Greg Gard. I see him on I'm not there, but I see him on social media everywhere. Is there anyone who doesn't know Greg Gard?
No.
Seriously.
I think
it feels like everyone knows Greg Gard.
Yep.
Am I wrong? You guys
no,
live there.
I'm agreeing with you. No, absolutely. I think everyone knows who Greg Gard is.
I left it too vague. I'm not saying do people know who he is. Yes, I would hope people listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly know who he is.
Yes.
What I'm saying is people that are like, oh, yeah, I saw him at a restaurant one night. He couldn't have been nicer. Oh, he came to this charity function I was at. Oh, I see him. I don't know if he has kids, but I see him in the pickup line. It's
he does.
Cool.
Like, played for
and
team.
Maybe
yes.
Fickell, right. Maybe Fickell's doing all of that. I just haven't personally heard about that.
Got
yet.
You. Yes. Everyone knows what Greg Gard is about. And the other part of it is he has the advantage of he is a Badger. I mean, he was with Bo, sure. and he was here,
Wisconsin
and he
connection.
Is just beloved. And he got a little extra grace that Fickell's not going to get. In part, not just because he was a Badger,
matter,
because of who
Jim.
He is. Yes.
Well, Jim, that shouldn't matter based on everything we just said, because it's not only about being a Badger. It's like Bielema is a Bielema has an Iowa tattoo on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right, Bielema's Iowa, and yet he was retroactively, you know, we try to get over him leaving, but he was awesome here, right? And he's been awesome, despite, like, the loss last week. He was awesome at Illinois, or awesome at, like, so it's not even being a Badger, like, historically. It's, you need to be a Badger when you're a Badger.
Yes, and Chris Orr, a friend of the show, obviously hosted shows with us, former Badger linebacker, now with the Chiefs as an assistant, got mad all the time when people were talking recruiting about, oh, you got to be here to know what it means to wear the W. Chris would argue that nobody cared more about being a Badger than Chris Orr.
News from Texas.
And Tarik Saleh would be another one, and same with Derek Engler, Minnesota, and Connecticut. So, and obviously...
Well, okay, so that, you know, it's funny you say that, and I don't want to go too behind the scenes on this, but I talked to Derek today.
Yep.
And... it's funny you bring that up. I said to Derek, I said, boy, you and Tarik are amazing. He said, well, thank you, but why? And I said, because look at you two. You guys are so much about the University of Wisconsin and the Badgers, and you're from Minnesota, and Tarik's from Connecticut. Like, you're not from Madison. You're not from Wisconsin. Tausch is so amazing for the program. Tausch is from Wisconsin, chooses to live in Wisconsin, but... you got two guys who are not from Madison choosing to live in Madison, and Tarik and Derek, and why wouldn't they? It's one of the greatest places in the world. And those two guys have done such an amazing job on their show on Monday nights, and they did it again this week. Like, you've got to lean into those guys and those people. You don't have to have gone to school there like I did. You don't have to be familiar with UW like we all are. You have to, upon arrival, say, all right, who do I need to know? And how do I figure out what I need to know and who I need to know? Oh, Tarik and Derek, they played. They went. They played in the NFL. They have a radio show? Let me go there and hang out with them. Let me just sit there if I'm Chris McIntosh or if I'm Tarik. I'm sorry, Tarik. If I'm Luke Fickell. Let me sit with those guys on Monday night. They're out at Roost Chris. You know there's going to be people there because ESPN Madison is there. Perfect opportunity. That's what I'm saying. That's life. You've got to do the sales before you do the coaching and directing athletics.
Mm-hmm. Awesome stuff, Evan. Really appreciate all the extra time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike. Let's give away a case of High Life right now.
Let's go. Ooh, the shoebox scandal was in 2001. I don't want to do number one because that's a little easy, right?
Okay.
The Badgers had 22 years where they made a bowl game. Let's do half of that. Let's do 11.
Call number 11, 844-770-3776. Call number 11, 844-770-3776. Call number 11 wins a case of High Life. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly.
This is Martin Selsaker from Norway. You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Holly on 100.5 SPN Madison.